Maar wat is Moedisch man? Not man, Moedisch man. We Moedisch mamen.
Yep.
We Moedisch men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Welcome to Moedisch Mag for another fortnight. Thanks for tuning in. Jodie Hoffman with you in the seat this hour, filling in for Jim Morrison, Tony Hansen, Nick Abraham. Oh, there's a selection of beautiful voices that have been on this program since we commenced on RTR-FM back in July of 2017. Feeling the love here in the studios of RTR and thrilled to be bringing this program to you during Radiothon. And big shout out to not only our old listeners who've been part of this beautiful show since 2017, but new people are tuning in all the time. And it's a wonderful program and it's a warm and fuzzy to be part of it. So we've got some great music coming your way this hour. We're going to acknowledge some of our gorgeous audience participants who are taking part in Radiothon. And a little later in the program, we're going to be hearing from Wayne Nanup, who is the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. So plenty coming up this hour. Stay tuned.
You put the who in the Gerald, the I in the I one, because you just the loveliest thing. You put the I in the alleyway, the A in the ballet. Look out now, you make my heart sing. So put the O in the mortgage, the I in the murder, because you just the hungriest thing. You come here now, my big lovely thing.
Support your sound alternative by subscribing or donating at rtrfm.com.au.
Oh, yeah, and the beautiful sound of Gina Williams and Guy Gauss kicking off Moedisch Mag for another week here on RTR-FM, and you put the ooh into Moedisch. And this is the Moedisch Mag program, although I'm not a Moedisch Marmon like Jim and Nick and Tony. I'm a Moedisch Yorga, so looking forward to spending the next hour with you and love being part of this program. And it is a amazing history that the station has. I remember, wow, back in the early 1990s, I've got to turn the clock back here, the WA Aboriginal Media Association, as it was known then, would pack up its kit bag and every Wednesday jump in the car and go across to the old studios at the University of Western Australia and produce a weekly program, which was fantastic because in those days, WAMA, the old Aboriginal radio station, did about 14 hours of radio a week on various stations throughout Perth, and RTR-FM was one of them. So, you know, Aboriginal voices have been heard long and proudly here on the airwaves, and it's wonderful to be part of the Moedisch Mag program. And I want to say a big shout out to some people who have already subscribed to this program. G'day, Alex in Hernhill. Good on you. And also Alan C from Dianella. It is really the community that has a voice here on these programs, and RTR is definitely more than radio. And while it is a free station, we're also a charity, so we do need your help, and that's why Radiothon is so important. Let's have some music. And by the way, we're going to make all of this hour WA music. There is so much. We would need much more than an hour. But let's have a listen to this one. You can't go past WA music without heading to the beautiful Broome in the Kimberley and having a listen to something from Brand New Day.
Yeah.
brand new Daycast. Incredible. Few different faces to the brand new Daycast over the year. That was one of the earlier ones, but there is nothing I would rather be, and there is nowhere that I would rather be on this Thursday morning than in the RTR FM studios. And you may be a new listener to this station or to Ma Murich, or you may have been around for years and years, like some of us, but we're hanging in there, and that's the main thing. And, you know, thank you to Alan from Dianella for your comments, and who've given a shout out to Jim and Tonji and myself. And, you know, thanks for the wonderful program every Thursday morning. And look, it really is a wonderful program, and it's wonderful to get out into the community and share our stories and our yarns. Sadly, too often we just get the negative stereotypical reports through the mainstream media, and here you get to hear the real stories. And I've got the honour of calling Jim Morrison a friend for going on almost 40 years. And I don't know, he just has the capacity to draw you in and to make you laugh, but make you cry. And I'm sure also that over the years you've felt that when you've been part of the Murich Mag program, that you are family, and you are respected, and you get a wonderful insight into the lives of First Nations peoples and some of the struggles that we face, some of the triumphs that we have, but it's always done with heart. And I think that's the great thing about RTR-FM as well. It is such an important station in providing that diversity of voices from way back when they started broadcasting in 1977 from the grounds of UWA. They were the first FM station ever in Perth. I don't know if you know that, but over the past 40 years, it has become your station as much as it is ours. So for this hour, this is the Murich Mag program. If you would like to subscribe, we would love to hear from you. And you can subscribe through the RTRFM website at rtrfm.com.au, or you can phone through to the studio 9260 9210 9260 9210. And the subscriptions are coming in. Thank you so much, Alison W. from Spearwood, who says, great show, Jim and crew. Love tuning in every week for the yarns and the tunes. Frederick S. in Maylands, hello, thank you for your subscription as well. And Ben K., listening in from Ocean Reef, has said, thank you for your great work. So, beautiful to see these acknowledgements for Murich Mag. And we're going to have some music now. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this hour's programming is all about some of the amazing WA First Nations music that has come out. So we're going to have a listen to the Pigram Brothers. This one is Going Back Home. Oh, the Pigram Brothers. I remember way back when they used to be scrap metal, based in Broome. And I can't even begin to imagine how many Pigrams over the years have made music. There was the different lineups of scrap metal, then becoming the Pigram Brothers. Then there was the children and the children's children, the little piggies, and been very involved with Brand New Day over the years as well with the music there. But I don't know, there's something magical about the Kimberley region and the amazing cultural vibrancy of plays and music that comes out of there. And those guys are really living legends, and boy do they go off when they play at the Roebuck Hotel in Broome. So we had to have them on as part of our WA only First Nations Music Radiothon Thursday here in the studios of RTR-FM. Hey, it is Radiothon. Maybe you're new to the station and you don't know what it is. Well, just so you know, 1/3 of the annual income of RTR-FM is raised right now through Radiothon. And you, our listeners, are our main funders, and your support is what keeps the station going. So not only do we want to encourage all of our long-time listeners that have never subscribed to subscribe and show us how RTR-FM is more than radio, we do want you to subscribe for you with our larger and very necessary target this year. Your contributions keep us independent. And I tell you what, when you work in media, independence is very, very important, not just for working in it, but for the information that you, the listener, are receiving. When it's independent, you're getting that diversity of voices that you're not always getting everywhere else. So a little reminder for our old or new subscribers, check out the RTRFM website, rtrfm.com.au, or call 9260 9210. The subscriptions are still coming in for the Mudditch Mag program, which I'm thrilled to say massive, massive thank you to our listeners. And Christy F from Fremantle, thank you. Elizabeth P from Riverton, thank you. Keep those sponsorships coming in. More music, more music. We're going to have a listen to right now. Look, I tell you what, he's incredible. Clint Bracknell, Mudditch, and Bindara was the song. But Mudditch is a Noongar song maker and singer and guitarist from the south coast of Western Australia. He and the beautiful Kylie Bracknell and Della Ray Morrison and others played at the 50th commemorations at City Farm of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia in November. The sound is beautiful. Now, I'm going to spell it for you because you might want to find out more about Mudditch. So it's MAATAKITJ. Mudditch has been a guest here on the Mudditch Mag program. I can't imagine to think how many hundreds of people that Jim and the team have spoken to during the time that Mudditch Mag started back in 2017. But as always, a lot of laughs, always a few tears as well. But I think that's what makes this show such a special show. And Jodie Hoffman with you this hour, filling in for Jim and the team. And a shout out to Wayne Binder as well, who was one of the originals. He and Jim started up the Mudditch Mag program back in 2017. And I'll never forget when the program broadcast live from Optus Stadium for the Indigenous round. And it was, I'm getting goosebumps remembering it because it was a special day for our Stolen Generations. And everyone met across the other side of Mudditch Bridge. And then they walked in solidarity into the footy stadium grounds. The RTR Mudditch Mag team were set up in the stadium in the broadcasting booths. And I think from memory, our program was a 2-hour program for that special event. And it won awards as well through the First Nations Media Association. But it wasn't about the awards. It was about providing a voice for our mob. And I tell you what, everybody was 10 feet tall that day. It was almost like wishing that every day was NAIDOC week, because it really does affect your state of mind. You feel better about the world. You feel great about yourself because everybody is sharing in the celebration of our culture. And it's a really, really special time. And RTR putting on that special broadcast during the Indigenous round all those years ago is something that I think will be etched into the hearts of so many people. It's Radiothon. Keep your subscriptions coming in, and thanks for being a listener. Welcome back to the Mudditch Mag program. Jodie Hoffman with you this hour. Did you enjoy that song as much as I did? That was Books Kid. And if you haven't heard of Books Kid before, he's a Noongar singer, songwriter and a producer, and kind of electro indie pop kind of genre, I guess, had a debut EP called Reflections and garnered over 200,000 streams with his track I Don't Mind, featuring on major editorial playlists. Good on your books, kid, and love bringing you old and new music here on the Mortich Mag program. And I'm filling in for Jim and the team today, who couldn't be with us, but they're always here in spirit with us anyway, and guiding this program along through every Thursday morning. And it is Radiothon, so a special time for RTRFM, and we all have to pay for things that we resent. So why not pay for something that you love, knowing that the money is used widely, wisely and for the right things? Wayne Nanup is going to join us shortly on RTRFM. Wayne is the Chief Executive of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Been in that gig now for a couple of years, and been a very busy man as well. And next month we'll be presenting the John Toohey Oration at the University of Western Australia. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the injustice that faces First Nations people. And we're also going to be talking about the importance of media like RTRFM, in ensuring that balanced voices are presented to its listeners. Let's have some beautiful music. I don't know if you've ever seen this woman perform live or seen her on the telly. She's an extraordinary blues singer, and her name is Gundawa Nuraga Knight, and a little song called Tell You a Story.
Tell you a story, ain't gonna tell you no lie. Tell you a story, ain't gonna tell you no lie. Tell you a story, ain't gonna tell you no lie. Road I've traveled many, many a mile.
And that woman is the epitome of cool. I'll tell you what, Google her. You may have heard her referred to as Olive Knight, but her name is Gundawa Nuraga Knight. And that was Tell You a Story we listened to. She is so cool. She sits out the front of her band, at the front of her band on a chair, and she just belts out the blues, and you can hear a pin drop. She's extraordinary. This is the Mortich Mag program. Thanks for joining in. A special time to be bringing this program to you during Radiothon. Thank you to our subscribers to date for your support, not just of the station, but of particularly the Mortich Mag program. It is a deadly little program, and joining us during Radiothon is Wayne Nanup, who is the Chief Executive of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Wayne, welcome to Mortich Mag. How are you?
Good, thank you, Jodie. Morning, listeners.
Look, Wayne, it's I want to start by talking about, it is Radiothon, so it's the opportunity for listeners to jump on board and subscribe to RTRFM and keep this station going. But, you know, you and I, we're probably of the same vintage, so we remember the bad old media days where, you know, you never had a voice for black fellas, and if you did, it was a negative one. It's pretty important, isn't it, to have stations that do provide a voice for our people, hey?
I think it's important because you've got to get a balance on things that affect people differently. And I think media is a great platform for, one, for expressing our artistic abilities, but also getting our messaging out there, which is important to us, but also important to the broader community.
Wayne, busy time for you always. Been in the seat as the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service for a couple of years now. You are a former lawyer with the Aboriginal Legal Service as well. What was it like jumping from being a lawyer to a CEO and getting such an incredible insight into the complexity of issues that are facing our mob?
Yeah, I think it's very different because when you're working as a lawyer, it's very specific what you're doing. And I've mainly worked in the criminal unit. And it taught me an extraordinary amount around, particularly around process, understanding what your obligations are to is such a big thing, like the legal system, understanding other things like conflicts of interest, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the grounding I received through my work as a lawyer and then prepares you for such roles as CEO. And then the CEO role becomes a completely different beast again.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Because you're dealing with people and work related subjects, and it's always a continual, it's a continual thing to be meeting the needs of your staff and community expectations.
Wayne, for the benefit of our Mudditch Mag listeners who might be hearing from you for the first time, where you're from, who's your mob?
I'm from, with Southwest connections through my grandfather, and I've got connections through my grandmother's. My grandmother, my mother's side, was Jari country up in the Kimberley, and that extends right down through to the Goldfields. And then I've also got connections to the Pilbara through my grandmother on my father's side, who's Indooroopilly. So very proud to say that we've got connections all over the state. And I'm actually born in the Midwest and Geraldton, so...
You've got places to stay there. Wherever you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just feel, one thing I've experienced as an Aboriginal person is you just feel welcome where you go. Always make sure you're respectful, and that's how it should be.
Truer words have never been spoken. And it goes for not just in WA, doesn't it, from, around the country. And I guess that family networks never stops growing, The more people that you meet over your journey, the more there is to meet going ahead. But, it is an incredible experience working within Aboriginal Affairs, but a very sad one as well for our organisation who are dealing with people who come to ALS because they need our assistance. They have legal issues that need to go before the courts. Many people are imprisoned. We are hugely overrepresented within the prison system, and it's abhorrent to think that since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was handed down back in 1991, there's been over 600 Aboriginal deaths in custody. The needs continue to grow, don't they, Wayne, of our mob within the criminal justice system?
Unfortunately, yes, that is the case. And we really should be looking at how we reduce contact with our service. I mean, that's the plight on what I see as a system that unfortunately continues to promote the fact that we have more people coming through our door than we ever have. The result of that is it impacts all other service deliveries, and now we have over representation in custody, and it's just completely unacceptable because that affects the well-being of many people, including people providing that service.
My guest is Wayne Nanup, CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia, the Aboriginal Legal Service employing over 200 people at 12 offices throughout Western Australia. So a pretty big job, Wayne. Many listeners might not be aware that the Aboriginal Legal Service commemorated its 50th anniversary in November with a special event at City Farm in November. Then come March, the head office of the ALS at 7 Aberdeen Street in Perth was gutted by a fire that has displaced staff into various offices around the Perth region, and the office won't be accessible for up to 12 months. That must have been a hell of a blow.
Well, yeah, the last 4 months have been incredibly difficult for everybody concerned. We had a faulty shredder, and that set things off. When I stood outside the office that evening watching the smoke pile out, mm-hmm. I just thought we'd just pick ourselves up and go again, but it's just not that easy. Yeah. It's like waking up with no house, no contact, and it was really, we had to scramble, and everyone did an amazing job to find our way through it. And primary focus has always been how we support community, and that was the difficult part because people couldn't just walk in off the street and speak to us. But we've taken us 4 months to get to where we are, and we're close to getting services back up and running where people can come and see us back down in Aberdeen Street, and that's, we're not too far away from that.
Well, that is good news. And, I mean, of course, the court appearances never stopped, but it was that, you know, that open door that we didn't have the capacity anymore to have people come in and have a yarn and talk to us about the legal advice that they did need. From the point of view as heading up the Aboriginal Legal Service, Wayne Nanup, what are some of the priorities that are on your agenda in terms of issues facing mob and ongoing relationships with government?
I think the priority is we talk about how deeply embedded we are, unfortunately, in the justice system. And I think the reform that needs to happen is people need to be diverted away from the justice system, trying to break the ceiling on, you know, trying to get more money to service the growing numbers. The growing numbers need to be reduced, so our service has less contact, and I think that should be a strong focus on how we actually do that. And there are certain programs that are being run out there that certainly assist in getting there, but effectively our contacts are through the roof and it's not sustainable, and a lot of work needs to be done in community.
All right. Wayne, you've been invited to present the 2025 Tui Oration, named after the Honourable John Tui, and you'll be talking about reflections on the criminal justice system in Western Australia. This is taking place on the 17th of September between 5:30 and 7 in the evening at UWA. What are you going to be talking about there, and how did it feel to be invited to present the Tui Oration?
I mean, Justice Tui was a great advocate for Aboriginal people back in the day. And I think it's a real privilege to be asked, firstly. But for me, I'm continuing to think about how we reduce the impact of justice on Aboriginal people in WA and more broadly nationally. And I think part of the focus for me will be on, you know, how do we accommodate that? How do we globally assist each other to see if we can get better outcomes and have less people touching the justice system? I think it's really important. And, you know, being asked to do the Tui Oration has been quite incredible, to be honest.
The Honourable John Tui passed away 10 years ago, but he was instrumental in working for the rights of Aboriginal people in this state. Had a very big involvement with the Aboriginal Legal Service in its very early years. He was sworn in as a judge of the High Court of Australia and was a judge when it delivered the Mabo decision. So he's been a very fierce advocate, and I'm sure his family must be very proud of the legacy that he did leave in working for the good of Indigenous issues, hey?
No question about that. I mean, he's been an absolute champion for Aboriginal people in WA and nationally.
So if people want to come and check you out at the Tui Oration, jump onto the UWA webpage, just Google Tui Oration 2025, and you can register free online to head along and see you chat on the 17th of September, Wayne Nanup. Wayne, thank you for joining us on the program today. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I'd just like to, you know, thanks for the opportunity, and you know, I hope your listeners have a good day.
Right. Wayne Nanup, thanks for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Excellent. Thank you, Jodie. Bye.
Wayne Nanup is the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia, also my boss. Always good to talk about the injustice. Look, it's hard to talk about, but it's important to talk about. And we just got to keep talking and sharing stories and letting people know what it is like to be a First Nations person in Australia in 2025. The situation is still very, very dire for so many people. And you would have heard, through Jim Morrison, genocide and the wildflower state, the impact that past policies have had on our mob, our stolen generations, you know, displaced from family, from culture, from country. And now look at that movie. It is travelling the world. Jim is not showing any signs of slowing down, because he does what he does with so much passion for our people, and he knows there's work to be done, and he's picked up the slack and done that. So full credit to him. And Wayne Nanup, CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service, another one of those people who is always so busy because they are passionate about working with and for our community members. This is the Mudditj Mag program. Let's have some music right now. This is Freedom, telling the story of the Djerriwal people, Mongia. This is the Mudditj Mag program on RTR FM. It's Radiothon, and subscribing to RTR FM ensures a place on radio for homegrown musical talent and provides a platform for diverse voices and stories. Subscribing to RTR gives you an independent voice, different music, local stories, a great feeling, plus subscriber discounts and exclusive perks. So if you want RTR FM to continue for another 48 years, please do dig deep during Radiothon and contribute by subscribing or donating. Our theme this year is More Than Radio, and we definitely are more than radio. And this is the Mudditj Mag program, and today we're bringing you only WA First Nations music, so I hope you're enjoying that as well. We only have about 10 minutes to go on our program for this Thursday, but thank you to those who have subscribed during our program. And once we click over to midday, doesn't mean you can't subscribe. You can still subscribe to RTR through rtrfm.com.au or by calling the studio on 9260 9210. And continuing with our WA only music for this edition of Mudditj Mag, have a listen to this beautiful voice. This is Joan and the Giants and a song called Feels Like Heartache.
Pull me in with your dark eyes and your sweet lies, skin on skin. I don't want you, but I lied to, and your gravity is stronger than anything. I'm an addict. You are a human heroine, but I know you don't want me like I want you.
And before that, we heard Joan and the Giants' gorgeous voice and Feels Like Heartache. And Joan and the Giants were Perth-based, but now based in Melbourne. And they do feature Aaron Birch, who is from a remote Indigenous Kimberley community. So, yeah, just loving that sound and loving bringing you all this beautiful music on the RTR FM Mudditj Mag program on this Thursday. And thank you for tuning in to our program. And we got a shout out from Elvis the Cat. Hi, Elvis. Meow. Hi, Elvis. The owner and Elvis are big fans of the Mudditj Mag program and say, keep it up, you mob. Oh, Elvis the Cat, thank you, thank you. And extra tummy rub for you today, all right? This is the RTR FM Radiothon time, and we are more than radio. And RTR is always free. Don't worry about that. It's always free, but it is also a charity, so we do need your help. And remember, throughout Radiothon, there are great prizes up for grabs and, you know, awesome stuff to involve yourself in. So do that. And we are running out of time rapidly on the Mudditj Mag program. I want to do a shout out to, there was about 500 students yesterday at Optus for the Follow the Dream Deadly Careers Expo organised by the Polly Farmer Foundation. Gee, they do an incredible job. Polly Farmer, what a legend he was in WA community and football circles. And his daughter, Kim Farmer, was a former lawyer with the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. She's now a magistrate in the Children's Court. And here's another generation coming through with Cole Baxter. And I haven't heard this one before, but I tell you what, they're a deadly family. So I think this song by Cole Baxter is going to be very enjoyable. It's called Favourite Spot.
Took you to my favourite spot. Took you to my favorite spot. You are my favorite, but took you to my favorite spot. Didn't think about it at the time. I was just stoked that you hollered. So when I picked you up, should've leaned a little closer. But now it's over. Got me thinking, who fucked up? Seeing which of you mates. Was I the old one home? Damn, I wish I was.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mortgage Mag program during Radiothon on this Thursday morning, and really appreciate your company and appreciate the great feedback that this program receives, and good to know that you enjoy it as much as we enjoy bringing it to you every week. I want to remind our listeners that the NAIDOC Week opening ceremony was put back from July until September this year. So if you are keen, you can get along to the NAIDOC Week Perth opening ceremony on Sunday the 7th of September between 12 and 4 at Wellington Square in East Perth. There's going to be stalls, music, traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dances, an elders tent, kids activities, food vans and heaps, heaps more. And on this special Radiothon Mortgage Mag program, just remember that RTRFM needs the financial support of our listeners to ensure that we can keep delivering alternative and local music, talks and live events that we all love. Your contribution does help us to make Perth a more interesting, exciting and creative place to live. And we want you to show us how RTRFM is more than radio to you, so that you can continue to enjoy and support local music, the sound alternative, diverse voices, local businesses, independent community radio, homegrown broadcasting and unplaylisted, handcrafted radio. To subscribe again, rtrfm.com.au or just call the studio 9260 9210 9260 9210. From myself, Jodie Hoffman, thank you for your company. Jim and the team will be back again with you soon. Thank you to our subscribers of the Mortgage Mag program. Keep them coming in. And an extra special thanks to our furry friend Elvis the Cat. Come on, there's a lot of cat lovers out there. We'd love you to subscribe as well. Enjoy the rest of your day on RTRFM. Matt Perrott is out with